But in March of 1974, President Richard Nixon nominated you to the federal bench.
That's correct.
You get a nice big smile on your face.
That is correct.
How did that come about?
Well, in Oklahoma, there are three districts, the northern, the western, and the eastern. At the beginning of statehood, there were just two districts, the eastern and the western. What I'm about to say is hearsay. I don't know it to be true, but there was a very, very strong-minded federal judge who was a federal judge of the eastern district. He had come to Oklahoma from Alabama. He was never married, and he was a dominant figure in Oklahoma. He had become the governor of Oklahoma, and I think he'd been on the Supreme Court of Oklahoma. Back in those days, there wasn't anybody here who wasn't a Democrat, hardly. He was the judge for the Eastern District, and somebody else was the judge for the Western District. Then I think Theodore Roosevelt, but I'm not positive about that, appointed somebody to the Eastern District also as a federal judge. And he was a Republican, and he didn't get along at all. They didn't get along, so the decision was made politically. I'm not familiar with exactly how that occurred. And the Northern District of Oklahoma was carved out of the Eastern District. Then Oklahoma had three districts, Eastern, Western, and Northern. After Judge Langley, who was the judge in the Eastern District, died, then there was an opening, like there is right now, because Judge Payne has taken senior status. And when you take senior status, that creates an opening for a regular sitting judge. Different names were floated around in the legal community of Tulsa. And my name was floated around when Judge Langley died. Of course, the general rule is that at the district court level, the person that gets appointed to an opening must have gained the favor of the two United States senators. And typically they are of the same party as the president. The two U.S. senators from Oklahoma were Senator Henry Bellman and Senator Bartlett. Kansas is just one district, and because the two senators in Kansas couldn't agree on who ought to be appointed to the federal bench, it was not filled for a couple of years. It is my understanding, and it appeared in the paper, that Senator Bellman and Senator Bartlett had an oral agreement that if any federal judgeships came open while they were both senators, and if there was a Republican president, that they would take turns, and that Senator Bartlett could make the first appointment. I was dean of the law school, and I told my secretary I don't want any phone calls till after 10 o'clock. She came in my office about 9 o'clock, and she said, "Senator Bartlett is calling. Will you talk to him?" I said, "Yes, I will talk to him." The very first question he said to me is, "Joe, if I decide to recommend that you be the appointee to take Judge Langley's place, where will you live?" I'd never thought about it. And I said immediately, "I'd live at the seat of the court." The seat of the court was Muskogee, Oklahoma, and it seemed to me that that was the natural thing. Because of their agreement, and that was the first one, that's how I got appointed. And then there were two more that were appointed. The next one was appointed for the Northern District, and then there was another one appointed by Bartlett in the Western District. So there were three who were appointed when Bellman and Bartlett were senators.
You made reference earlier, you said Kansas had only one district.
Yes, all of Kansas.
And so you were showing that as an example of what they were going through, and they had a hard time coming to the decision.
That's right.
But here, you didn't have that problem.
That's correct.
So that wasn't a problem. You lived in Tulsa. Muskogee is a smaller community. Did you enjoy living there and that
I
work?
I did very much. I loved doing what I was doing. I did.
In that position, you represent the United States in civil and criminal litigation in the court.
Well, I don't represent them, but I'm the judge for deciding civil and criminal matters that came up in that district.
Is there anything that stands out in your mind?
Yeah, one thing stands out in my mind, and that's how I had to come to the decision about whether or not I was going to leave the bench and go be vice president and general counsel of Shell Oil Company in Houston, Texas.
Okay, what was it that led to that?